Hi, my name is Jennifer Marsman, and I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft. In this webcast, I'm going to be talking about the basics of Visto, or Visual Studio Tools for Office. I am currently using Visual Studio 2008 and Office 2007, but much of what I'm going to show you today works in earlier versions of Visual Studio and Office as well. So let's get started. I'm going to go up to File and create a new Visto project. Now you can see there's a number of different Visto templates we can use here, and we do also have the ability to filter down to target either the 2007 or the 2003 version of Office. So what I would like to do is create some code that is launched whenever a certain Excel workbook is opened. So to do that, I'm going to use an Excel workbook project, and I will call that Visto Basics. The next thing it asks me is the document that I would like to have associated with this code. So when I open this Excel workbook, the code that I'm going to write now will be associated with it and launch as well. So I'm going to associate it with a new Excel workbook, and I'll call that Visto Basics. That name is just fine. Now you can see by default it invokes a nice Excel designer for me here, and I'll hide that so we have a little more space. Here is my Excel spreadsheet that this will be associated with, and then by default it gives me these three C# files, and the reason it gives me three of them is because by default when Excel is opened, an Excel workbook opens with three sheets to a workbook. So I have a C# file that corresponds to each of those, and then I also have a C# file called this workbook, which corresponds to the overarching Excel workbook. So the first thing I want to show you is how to use standard Windows Forms controls and embed them directly into Excel. So let me open the toolbox, and I'll pin it down for a second. And you can see there are a couple of Excel-specific controls, and we're going to talk about those later. But right here, let's just look at the normal Windows Forms controls. So if you're a .NET developer, you're probably very familiar with a lot of these. So I'm just going to grab a random one. I'll do Date Time Picker. And then I will put this, kind of align it nicely with my Excel spreadsheet. That's fine. And then let me also grab a button too. We'll put a button like maybe right here. Line that up too. Something like that. Okay. All right, so let me change some of the properties on that button. I will have the button grab that date from the date time picker, so I'll change the text to get date, and then I'll go and change my button name as well to button get date, since that's what it's doing. And you can see when you look at the formula bar right here in Excel that what I'm doing is actually embedding these Windows Forms controls right into Excel. These are embedded right on top of it. So let me write some code that can be invoked when I click this button. So by double clicking, the default event for a button is click, so I get an event handler for the click event. So let me go to full screen mode so you can read what I'm writing a little better. And I'm just going to do a basic message box here. Oops, sorry, messagebox.show. And what I'll show is just the value from that date time picker. Date time picker 1. And then I'll show its text property to string. All right. So let me go ahead and run that for you. I'll hit F5. And it will invoke Office. It will bring up Excel right as it builds this. So Excel opens for me, and you can see I have a regular Excel spreadsheet, and I can type things in it, all of that. And I also have this new functionality that I've added in. It's a normal control as I'm used to, and I can use that. I can grab the date, and sure enough, I get the date. And I can move maybe a couple months in the future, or maybe a couple years in the future, right here perhaps. Let's go like that. All right. And get the date. And sure enough, I can still get the date. Very nice. So very simple demo here, but hopefully you can see that it is pretty powerful, that I can utilize all of those Windows Forms controls that I'm already familiar with, and I can embed them right on top of Excel and use them from right within Excel. You can see I also have the ability to be able to grab data between these. So the data that's being displayed from this control, I was able to access from this control. All right, so let's see something else. The next thing you might be wondering is, okay, we can do cool stuff with Windows Forms controls, and while that's exciting, we can already do that in Windows Forms. So what can we do to work with data inside of Excel? So let me show you how to do that next. I'm going to go back to the designer, the design surface here, and I want to show you the named range control. So let me grab a named range, and I'm going to drop it right here in C5, and it's asking me to confirm whether I want to do just C5, and just C5 is fine. Okay, and then I'm going to put a little label here so that I don't forget which thing I used, or which cell I chose. It was the C5 right here. I think I'll actually make it a different color too, so that way I don't remember it. Okay, so my named range is this blue cell right here. So now what I can do is double click this. The default event for a named range is the changed event. So if the data changes in here, I can have some code that is invoked that does something. So let me do here another message box dot show. I'll move to full screen mode so you can read what I'm writing. Message box dot show. And I should point out here that there's a parameter being passed in called target. And target is the range that was modified. You can see it's of type range. So I can just use that target and show target.text.toString. So we have that ability to grab something as it's changing. So I can hit F5. Let me run this. Excel is invoked again, and it's asking me to enter my name. My name is Jennifer Marsman, and I'm now going to hit Tab. When I hit Tab, I'm going to move to a new cell, and that makes the cell lose focus and invokes the changed event, and it has indeed changed from the previous value, went from nothing in there to Jennifer Marsman in there. And so you see that we were able to grab that value and just print it out. And so this is actually pretty powerful when you think about the data in your Excel spreadsheet. So you could write some code that says if a data point falls below a certain threshold, then invoke some code that takes some action based on those values. So that's kind of cool when you think about it. There's a lot of possibilities. Okay. So then the final thing I'd like to show you how to do is, well, there's actually kind of two pieces, and I'm going to do one demo that covers both of them. One is, this is kind of cool, but the fact is I had to create a named range on the cell that I was using. So how would I go about doing something that will interact with the data in a cell just when I put the cursor on the cell? And I don't want to necessarily have to have a name range or anything underneath there to make it work. So let's see how to do that. And then the other thing I want to show you is how to create a sidebar right here. If you've ever used the thesaurus within Word, you can see that there are these panes that can show up on the right-hand side of the document that are called document action panes. Let's see how to create a custom actions pane. I'm not going to save my changes. I'll go back here, get out of full screen mode for a second, and grab my stuff back. So to create one of those custom task panes, I'm going to right-click and add a new user control. User control 1, I'll use the default name. It's not the best name, but we'll go ahead with that. And in this user control, I have all of my Windows Forms controls that I can put in there. So let me just throw a button in there for now. Nothing too exciting. And I'll call that button read data, because I'm going to use it to read data in Excel. So I'll also change the corresponding text to read data. Alright, and then I will double click this to get some code when it clicks. And again, I jumped into full screen mode. That's Shift Alt Enter to go to full screen mode if you're not familiar with that. And I'm going to write some code right here. I'll do another message box. And the thing that I want to show you is this globals class. This is extremely powerful within Vistos, because within the globals, you can see I have access to pretty much my whole document, and I can kind of delve into different pieces of my document. So I have the ability to change things about the ribbons. I have the ability to work with my three sheets and grab data and such from them. And then I can also access information about the workbook as a whole. So a lot of power here. So I'm going to work just with sheet one, grab information off my sheet one, use the application, and then I want the active cell. So that'll be the cell that has the cursor on it. And then I'm just going to grab the text property from there and stick a toString on it so it formats nicely. Okay, Control-Shift-B to make sure that builds okay. And our build succeeded. Wonderful. There's one more thing I need to do before I can run this. I'm going to jump out of full screen mode for a second. I've created this user control by itself, and right now my workbook has no knowledge of the user control. So I need to go into this workbook and tell it, I actually need to view the code, I need to view the code on this workbook and tell it about this new user control and add it to the sidebar of my workbook. So let me go into full screen mode again. And right here within the startup method of my workbook, I am going to add some code that says, take that actions pane, so that's my right-hand sidebar, and I'm going to, all of the controls in it, let's add a new control. So I'm going to get the controls collection and then add, and then all I want to add is a new user control one, since that's what I called my control. Now that user control has been added into my sidebar. So let me hit F5 and show you what that looks like. You can see that this document actions pane has showed up, and there is my button. So let me go ahead and add some data in here. All right. And now if I click on one of those and then I read the data, you can see I'm able to grab data from the Excel spreadsheet. And I don't have a named range or anything in there. Whatever the cursor is over, I could even put it over this guy right here, so not necessarily even a number. I'm grabbing whatever data is right in there, and I have access to it. So that means that I can utilize various data that's within this Excel spreadsheet. I can use it over here. And that's extremely powerful, because within the document actions pane, you can have WPF controls, you can have Windows Forms controls, so there's a lot of stuff that you can do. All right, the next thing that you're probably going to want to see, now that we've seen how to read data, is how do we write data? So let me show you how to do that very quickly. Nope, don't want to save the changes. All right, so I'm back in my full screen mode. Let me jump out of that. And I'm going to go back to my user control. Here's the designer. And I'm going to add one more button right here. And we already read data. Now this one is going to write data. Okay. And then this right here will be button write data. Okay. So I'm going to double click on that and go to full screen mode. All right. I'm just going to write out the same data that I've read in. So to do that, I need to store it off somewhere. So I'm going to create a member here, private string, and I'll just call it storage. And then when I read the data, I'm going to set the value of storage to be whatever I read in. So I will use this guy right here. Read it off, and then here is, I'm going to message box show that storage instead. Then when I write it off, I'm going to be using basically the same thing. I'm going to try to use the same thing, but it's not going to quite work, and let me show you why it's not going to work in a second. So here, this is storage. Okay, now this is actually not going to work. There's my red squiggly. So, and the reason this isn't going to work is because text is a read-only property, so we can't assign to it. So if we do want to assign things to an active cell, we're actually supposed to use the value to property. So I will use value to instead. And because I'm writing to value to, just to be a good developer, if someone, and for maintenance purposes, if someone came along after me and had to look at this code, I would think it would be pretty confusing if I'm reading from one value and writing to it to another. So I'm going to go and actually change this text to value 2 as well, just for consistency. We're reading and writing to the same place. I think that makes a little bit more sense. Okay, so let me do a quick Control-Shift-B. And I think that should be everything I need, so I'm going to hit F5 to run it. All right, so I can add my data again. I probably should have saved that, huh? And let me click. I'm reading data in. I have 2 right here, and then I can put it right there, write it out, and again, it was stored off, and I can write it as I'd like. I can do the same thing here, read it, and then go ahead and write it somewhere else. Okay, so hopefully you've learned a little something about Visto today. I know these demos were very simplistic, but hopefully they can give you a glimpse of some of the power of what you can accomplish with Visto. We were able to first embed Windows Forms controls right within Excel or within any Office document and get the full power of the Windows Forms control right here inside of Office. And then I was also able to use this named range control. With that, if something changes within a cell, I can take action based on that change, and that's also extremely powerful. And then finally, I have the ability to interact with random data in Excel. So if I have the cursor somewhere, I'm able to grab that data, and then I can visualize it or do a neat chart or something right here within the task pane, or I can write it out and do other things with it elsewhere. So you can actually write data into Excel as well. And then don't underestimate the power of this pane right here. I wasn't using it for very exciting things, but when you consider the fact that you can have any Windows Forms control in here, or WPF control for that matter, that's very powerful. Think of all the cool data visualization things you can do with WPF. If you had fancy 3D charts that correspond to the data in your Excel spreadsheet showing up in the sidebar, like that's pretty compelling. So Visto does have a lot of very cool functionality, and I encourage you to check it out further. Thank you very much.